Yeah, so like continuing in the third page, you have any doubt in that Vedanta Paribhasha? That's clear, or maybe we can. Okay, maybe we can discuss it like you are night.
Okay.
Yeah, so the work continues. Nanu prapta prapti, we discuss that ityato moksha prapta prapti reva. Therefore, moksha is prapta prapti alone. So in the next, there is an objection raised. Nanu prapta prapti hi vyartam. Prapta prapti, or attaining that is already attained, is vyartam. It is futile because purvameva siddhatvat, because it is already established previously. So there is siddha sadhanata dosham, as well as there is lack of phalam. Since there is lack of phalam means like lack of phalam in turn means that there is no nothing to propagate the person from doing the action. So that means like out of the four anubandha chatushtay, one is missing. So when one that is missing, then adhikari or other things also are miss, will become problem. So then this is as per the dvaitins and vishishtadvaitins. So uktam cha ananda tirthaihi. So Ananda Tirtha has said, nahi brahmatmaikyasi yatatyam tatpakshe advaita hane swarupa adireke anatireke swaprakashatvad atmanah siddha sadhanata iti. So Ananda Tirtha has said, brahmatmaikyam, or the vishayam of brahmatmaikyam, cannot be yatatyam because it's already established. So if it is different, brahmatmaikyam is swarupa adireke, if it is, it has to be brahmatmaikyam, has to be yathartyam. So if it is different from one's own self, then advaita hani happens. If it is one's own self, then swaprakashatvat, since it is swaprakasham, swaprakash atman, therefore atmans, it will lead to siddha sadhanata, already existing atman. We have already discussed in mayavadam. So uktam cha mayavada darpanam. So it's the entire quoting from mayavadam darpanam as to what is this. And if you know that, right? So we don't need to discuss that part.
Okay.
Right? So mayavada kandanasya kandanam vistarena kritam mayavadana darpana kritya. So mayavada kandanasya kandanam, the refutation of mayavada kandanam, the work mayavada kandanam, vistarena kritam, has been done in depth. In depth in mayavada darpana kritya, in maya, the work mayavada darpanam. Tat idam na avartayati, that is not repeated here. Mrtamarana bayad, because of killing the dead person. It's as good as, since it's already been refuted, therefore trying to refute it is like trying to kill a person who is already dead. So out of fear of killing a dead person, it's not repeated here. Now, did you go through the word document in the site?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not fully.
Okay, it's quite simple, the same thing. It's the literal translation of the same. Okay. So, like Maya Madhvacharya's argument that, like, prapta prapti purvameva siddhatva, that would lead to siddha sadhanata dosham because atman is already established. If the vishayam is is accepted as yathartyam, then that's the problem, and that has already been refuted, therefore it's not repeated here. Ataha moksha prapta prapti reva, therefore moksha is attainment of whatever is already attained only. And what is that moksha? Is avidya nivritti reva. So moksha is removal of avidya, negation or sublation of avidya. Avidya nivritti hi tu vismritatmanah sakshatkaram eva. Avidya nivritti, removal of avidya, is realization of the atman which has been forgotten or seemingly forgotten. Bhashyakarah tu adhyasah sarva anartha hetuhu iti proktam sutra bhashyehi. Shankara has said that adhyasam is the cause of all problems, anartham, sarva anartham, all issues and problems, in his sutra bhashya. भाषा एवत्र भिद्यन्ते बन्धकारणं तु एकमेव द लैंग्वेज ओनली इज डिफरेंट द बन्धकारणं कॉज ऑफ बॉन्डेज इज वन क्लू दिस इज वेयर वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग राइटली राइट बन्धकारणं तु एकमेव बन्धकारणं इज वन अलोन सो एज पर शंकर अध्यासम अध्यासम इज ऑल्सो कॉज्ड आउट ऑफ इग्नोरेंस और अविद्या सो अध्यासम हैज टू बी रिमूव्ड बाय अपवादम Which means like it is caused out of avidya, which is as good as avidya nivritti. So it's only a language difference that calling it avidya or calling it adhyasam or superimposition. Avidya is the first level, whereas adhyasam is the next level of avidya. So in sutra, in adhyasa bhashyam as well, Shankara says a similar thing about like adhyasam being the Like avidya being the karanam of adhyasa.
Okay.
Anirvachaniyam. So, yeah. Shastrastu varnayanti. So, in order to show that, like, only the language is different and everything, all the cause of bondage is one alone, there are a few quotings. Shastrastu varnayanti. Shastra explains, describes. Mane eva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayoho. Mind alone is the cause for bondage and liberation. चित चेति कलिता बंधः तन्मुक्ता मुत्तिरिच्यते लाइक चित और कॉन्शियसनेस व्हेन इट इज एसोसिएटेड विद थॉट्स दैट इज बॉन्डेज एंड व्हेन कॉन्शियसनेस इज लिबरेटेड ऑफ थॉट्स इट इज इन लिबरेशन मने एव सर्व दुःखानां सीमन्तः किल कथ्यते माइंड इज द कॉज और द बॉर्डर और द रियल कॉज फॉर ऑल सॉरो कोशोपाधि विवक्षायां ब्रह्मैव याति जीवतां लाइक when the jiva is associated with the kosha upadhi the pancha kosha upadhi of pancha kosha then brahma becomes jiva so it is kosha pancha kosham so first thing speaks about mind as the problem second speaks about thoughts third again mind the fourth line speaks about pancha kosha so only the language is different all these come back to avidya evam mokshah svasya atmanah sakshatkarameva So, because of all these reasons, since avidya is the cause and avidya nivritti is moksha, and avidya nivritti means like realization of one's own nature, therefore moksha is one's own realization of one's own nature. And now there can be a question that bandham moksham, whether it's valid for a jivan mukta or not. So, bandham mukti hetu avidya vashad eva. Bandham mukti. Bondage and liberation. The thought of bondage and liberation is only because of avidya. Yaha jivan mukta. He who is a jivan mukta, taya na bandha mukti prasangah. For him, there is no like concept of bandha and moksha because avidya badatva. Because avidya has been sublated. So avidya is badam. Badam means like it's kind of sublation. Even as rope is sublated. A snake is sublated in the rope because there is no real snake to vanish. So it is sublation. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Is it time?
In 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll quickly conclude this part. So next question, next is about like Jivan Mukti and Videh Mukti. So Acharyaih Muktim Jivan Muktihi Videha Muktihi Iti Vivichyante. The various Acharyas split Mukti as Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti. Ramanastu Spashti Karoti Shariram Na Yathartyam. Ramana clarifies that the body is not Yathartyam, body is not real. Evam Badam Mokshavashad. Also it is sublated. Once a person realizes. After moksha, the body only seems to exist, therefore it doesn't really exist. Atah jivan mukti hi mrityu paryantam. Therefore, jivan mukti is mrityu paryantam until death. Videha mukti hi tu sharira nasha purvakam. Videha mukti is after the body is destroyed. Iti siddhantam vyartam. Thus, the philosophy that jivan mukti is until death. And Videha Mukti is after the body is destroyed. This Siddhantam is futile because Mithya Sharira Adhishtana, because this is based on the illusory body. The body itself doesn't really exist, so you cannot split, say that Moksham is जीवन्मुक्ति एंड विदेहमुक्ति लाइक अंटिल डेथ एंड ऑल. अतः भाष्यकारः प्रोक्तं नित्यशुद्ध बुद्धमुक्त स्वभावोऽहमिति. इज ए कोटिंग फ्रॉम ब्रह्मज्ञानावली माला. सो दैट मीन्स लाइक इट्स द आत्मन और आई एम द आत्मन विच इज नित्यमुक्तम. सो देयर इज नो कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ either jivan mukti or videha mukti coming into picture because it's always liberated. And the concept of jivan mukti and videha mukti is only with respect to shariram, and that shariram is not real, therefore such a siddhantam is futile. It is depending on the shariram. Since it is depending on the shariram itself is futile, so there is no need to discuss or analyze that concept. Is it clear?
Yeah.